My family has traditions, I've heard them 1,000 times. My relatives are not excessively bright. They love to go out on missions to rather peculiar climes and re-lead the wretched heathen to the light. They frequently get beaten up in course of these rampages. Why, dear Aunt Maud got eaten up while singing Rock of Ages. These family expeditions admittedly are a bore, but there's just one uncle that I positively adore. Poor Uncle Harry wanted to be a missionary, so he took a ship and sailed away. This visionary, hotly pursued by dear Aunt Mary, found a South Sea isle on which to play. The natives treated them kindly and invited them to dine on clams and yams and human hams and vintage coconut wine, the taste of which was filthy, but the after effects divine. Poor Uncle Harry, he got a bit gay and longed to tarry. This Aunt Mary couldn't quite allow. She lectured him severely on a number of church affairs, but when she went to bed he made his getaway down the stairs, for he longed to hear the answer to a few of the maiden's prayers. Uncle Harry's not a missionary now. Poor Uncle Harry, having become a missionary, found the natives' morals rather crude. He and Aunt Mary swiftly imposed an arbitrary ban upon them shopping in the nude. The natives didn't take us kindly and they didn't take it well. They burned his boots and several suits and wrecked the mission hotel. But when they burned his Macintosh, it made a disgusting smell. Poor Uncle Harry, after a word from dear Aunt Mary, called upon the chiefs for a powwow. They didn't brandish knives at him, they really were awfully sweet. They made concerted dives at him and they offered him things to eat. But when they threw their wives at him, he had to admit defeat. Uncle Harry's not a missionary now, now, now. Uncle Harry, Uncle Harry, Uncle Harry, Uncle Harry. Uncle Harry's not a missionary.